give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Jesus. You're holy. You're worthy, Lord. You're holy. You're worthy, Jesus. We give you praise.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We give you glory and honor, Jesus. Worship you, Lord. Give you praise, Lord. Give you glory and honor. Give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, I bless you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Father. That I am your son. I am a son of the kingdom. And a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am a son of God. My DNA, Lord, is royalty. I am a son of God. If we could ever comprehend that, Father, in your kingdom, that we are worthy. You don't judge us by our mistakes, O Lord. But you love us so much. My Father is a king. I am a son of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're not the God that we hear about on TV, Father. You're not a legalistic God that's mad at us. You're just so head over heels in love with us, Father. You're head over heels in love with me, Jesus. You love every single believer here, not even an unbeliever, those that are doing good, those that are doing bad. Your love does not fluctuate, Father, with us. You love us all the same. That's what's so awesome and great about you, Lord. That your love for me is everlasting. I thank you, Father, for revelation, knowledge, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the words that will be shared today, Father. I know they will be powerful, Lord. I felt them all in my spirit today. So, Father, I give you everlasting praise and everlasting glory. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Have you seated. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time tonight. I promise you that. Blessed be the Lord. Won't keep you long. Usually don't. How many of you know how long a decade is? Somebody give it a shot. What is it? 10 years. A decade is 10 years. 10 years. I've been going, probably I think I've ever been this high on God in my life, like I have been lately. You know what caused it all? A revelation and an understanding. What, in 20 something, I don't know, how long have we been married, baby? 21 years, so we got married was I saved when we got married or no? No, we. So I've been saved about how long? 19. About 19 years I've been saved. After 19 years, 18 and 3/4 years, the last 2 or 3 months I found out. The last maybe month and a half I found out. And I've never felt so in love with Jesus. You got to listen to me. I beg you. I beg you. I beg you to listen. I beg you to cut your cell phone off, not to text. Don't look at your girlfriend. Don't look at your boyfriend. Just, and I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but just this will help you. I've learned after 18 and 3/4 years that we cannot judge one another. Why did you say a decade? A decade is 10 years, and before you pass judgment on what I'm going to say, you got to let me finish. I have friends, and nobody needs to know who I'm talking about, that made a mistake 10 years ago. Made a mistake 10 years ago. And do you know when they were forgiven for their mistake? When? 10 years ago. When they realize they made a mistake. And they have been judged by people in here, by people out there. And I think I might have judged them once or twice by what they did. But do you know what Jesus said in Matthew 7? Two believers that he was teaching on, tell them to be merciful, tell them to be pure in heart, to be peacemakers. He also taught them in Matthew 7. He said, judge not. What? Lest you be judged. With what measure you meet, it will be measured back to you again. He said, and why do you behold the plank in your brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the plank out of your own eye, the mote out of your eye, with the plank in yours? And he said something so remarkable. He said, you hypocrite. He told those that he was teaching how to be disciples. One time in the Bible that he calls disciples hypocrites. He said, you hypocrite. Before I was born again and before you were born again, what was your sentence? If you died without Christ in your heart, what was your sentence? What was your judgment? Well, come on. Hell. So if that was your judgment, then you were what? If that was your judgment, then you were... Okay, I'm going to cut the word judgment in half. Judge / meant. If that was your judgment, then you were what? Judged. You were judged under law. Hell. But then Jesus came. I said, Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are my God. You are my King. Love came. So then I was no longer under judgment. No longer was I judged. It was over because love came and saved me from judgment. Jesus said, judge not, lest ye be judged. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured back to you again. He said, and why do you behold the mote in your brother's eye, but consider it not to be... Basically, he's saying, your brother's got a little plank in his eye, but you got a 2x4 in yours. And it's not that we're not to judge to help one. That's not what the scripture's saying. If I don't have a 2x4 or something blinding me of what I have in my eye that I can see clearly to help you and to judge you secretly, privately on the side. Well, Miss Courtney, I got to talk to you, Miss Courtney. It breaks my heart to tell you what I'm going to tell you, Courtney, but I'm going to tell you this because I love you, Courtney. I have my wife with me, and I said I've been your youth pastor for a while, and I want to help you, Courtney. I want to help you. And I really don't want to tell her nothing because I love her so much, but I know that as her pastor, I have to lead her in the right path. Courtney, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Courtney, this isn't right. Okay, Pastor Homer, thank you that you love me enough to tell me. That's not what he's making reference to. But if I sit down at dinner with Alex and with Renee and Julio and Kathy and I, and then Courtney, guys, she loves God, but you know that little thing she does? Oh, yes, we know what she does. We're going to pray for her, though. We're going to pray for her. If I have to openly tell 4 or 5 people what her issue is, I judged her. He said, judge not lest ye be judged. Listen to this now. I know it's a little not that interesting right now. I've been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, And one thing that Jesus despises is for me and you to judge each other in the kingdom. Openly like that. Love came. It set me free from the judgment. Yet, when I choose to openly rip another believer, even to tell one or two about their issue, if I tell Renee and Alex what Julio's doing, I just sold myself for gossip. And really and truly, I just testified to them, yes, Julio has an issue, but guess who has the bigger issue than Julio? Me. You know how I established that I got a bigger issue than Julio? Because I talked about his issue openly. Guilty. Yes, Julio might have had the issue, but my issue was bigger than his issue because I opened my mouth about his issue. Yet the man with the issue Julio might have been saying, my God, Lord, I don't like this mess that I'm in, Lord. Take this damnable thing from me. Yet he wouldn't have been judged for the plank or the little issue in his life because he wasn't judging nobody according to the issue that he had. But when I openly declared, because a person that doesn't have issues will never say nothing about anybody. So the moment I opened my mouth to tell people what Courtney had or what Miss Rosie had, when I do it publicly, that is one thing that is despised of God the Father. Because I'm going against the very thing that he told me as a disciple not to do. He said, judge not, lest ye be judged. When I decide to openly talk about you, when I decide to openly ridicule you, even in a religious way, well, Alex, Sandy, Renee, I got to talk to you. Let's pray about this matter. You know, Courtney, I'm not gossiping now. I'm not gossiping. But Courtney's, she goes to church every Sunday. Sandy, Alex, I'm not gossiping now. I'm her pastor. Courtney, you know, she's been coming to church for a while. She's a good girl. But guys, I'm not gossiping. I just want you to agree with me together. We're going to pray for Courtney. You know, Courtney's a little, she was very promiscuous. Pretty promiscuous, guys. What do you mean? She sleeps around quite a bit. And guys, I'm just saying she's not sleeping around. I'm just saying. Sorry, she's pretty promiscuous. Let's pray together. Okay. 9 times out of 10, if that were to be me, talking to 3 people about Courtney's issue, either I'm burning inside with lust or I'm doing the same exact thing that she is. I judged her outside of love, but I judged her under law. I judged her in a legalistic manner. And if I judged her under law, I said Courtney is guilty. A judge does what? They have the power to save or to what? Destroy. And if I'm telling you what Courtney does, buddy, I wasn't trying to save her. But something in me really wanted to destroy her. A judge has the power to save or to destroy. He said, judge not, lest ye be judged. I come and said, you sinner. You're good for nothing, Courtney. The same way that I judge her is the same exact way that I'll be judged under law. I know people that talked about my friends that did something wrong 10 years ago, a decade ago. And the very people that judge my friends that made an error are in torment themselves. They don't even come to church. They're going through divorce. They're going broke because they live their life beholding the error of somebody else. Judge not, lest ye be judged. You want to talk about what somebody did openly? Be prepared, my friend, to be judged under law. And if you're judged under law, you're a transgressor. That's the only time in Scripture that Jesus says, you hypocrite. You hypocrite. You're judging somebody that gave their life to me, that's born again, that made a mistake, yet you feel better about yourself and your sin that you have to talk about their sin publicly? You hypocrite! Right now my heart's broken a little bit. There's somebody that's been part of our life for the last 2 or 3 years that has broken bread with us, has told me time and time again how much they love me and I love them. My heart's broken because I'm like missing a son in my life right now. They haven't talked to me in a while. And I've done what I'm called to do. Reach out and tell them that I love them. We were talking about that person today. I said, it's okay. We won't dare judge. My friends, if you want the blessings of God in your life, if you want freedom in your life, we've got to learn not to judge. 10 years ago, they made a mistake. They were forgiven. And still, they're ridiculed today. And the ones that ridicule them and talk about them are in a state of spiritual prison. And they don't even know it. While the ones that did the wrong 10 years ago are growing and growing in Christ every single day. Judge not, lest ye be judged. If the Creator of the universe, if Jesus Christ Almighty forgave them, forgave me, forgave you, there's a period at the end of that sentence, it's over. We're bringing up stuff that Jesus forgave. He said, you hypocrite. Hypocrite. You're judging somebody for something that I forgave. You're exalting yourself above my word. My word means nothing to you. You hypocrite. You're a lawgiver now. A lawgiver judges. One that judges passes judgment. You don't want to save them. You want to destroy them. No, I don't. Yes, you do. If you didn't want to destroy him, you'd shut your mouth about him. He said, judge not, lest ye be judged. I told somebody this week, I haven't even told my wife, and I'm not going to, who that person was. I said, I got to talk to you and tell you that I've had ill feelings towards you the last few years of my life. I said, every little thing you did made me mad. I said, I didn't have much ought in my heart towards you, just a little bit. But I had to catch myself because a little bit of ought is way too much. If there's somebody that you don't like, that when you see him walking towards you, you go the other way, you have ought or unforgiveness in your heart, and part of you is judging that person. Deal with it, my friend. Deal with that ought. Deal with that unforgiveness. Deal with it. Do something about it. If you want all that heaven has to offer you, all that heaven has for you, keep your mouth quiet. You don't even have the right to tell your best friend about it. I don't have the right to tell my wife who that person was that I asked to forgive. That's none of her business. There's a new preaching going on. I'm done in a little bit. There's a new preaching going on that everything we do is by grace, which is true. It's true. But they're saying that we can live how we want to live and receive all that God has. They're saying that a preacher can have an affair with a prostitute and he does not have to ask for forgiveness. Some preachers are going, all right, man, that's pretty cool. Not this preacher. Now listen to this, and I'll be done in a few minutes, and we're just going to worship a little bit. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 was written to believers and unbelievers, but mostly to believers. Jesus is teaching his disciples how to conduct themselves. Portion of scripture says, your heavenly Father knoweth the things that you need. Your heavenly Father knoweth the things that you need. Your heavenly Father knoweth the things that you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, before he said that, he was talking about raiment, clothing. He was talking about things for the body. He was talking about drink. And he was talking about your daily provision as Christians on what we need. Now, the teaching says that God will give you anything. You can conduct yourself any way you want, and God will still provide for you. But Matthew 6 says, your heavenly Father knoweth the things that you have need of before you ask. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. All these things shall be added. All these things shall be added unto you. If I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, it didn't stop there. I've realized today that it didn't stop there. He said two verses after that. Then chapter 7 started. See, the modern day preaching is that you can live any way you want to, promiscuous lifestyle, and still receive what God has. But Matthew 6 says, your Father knows what things you need before you ask. He said, but seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Then he said three verses later, regarding the things that we need daily in our life from God the Father, whether it be healing, whether it be food, raiment, healing for cancer, brand new eyes, a brand new heart, long life. Always thought chapter 7 was a different subject. He said, why do you worry about drink? Why do you worry about food? Why do you worry about raiment? Your Father knows that you have need of these things. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added unto you. Then he said in chapter 7, verse 1, same subject, same Father. He says, judge not, lest ye be judged. So all that God has is mine. But he asked me to live according to his righteousness, to believe that he can give me what he has for me. He said, judge not, lest ye be judged. If me and you judge with malice in our hearts, or we're open about somebody else's sin, Jesus has one word for me and you. He says, you hypocrite. My friends have been judged for a long time. But the ones that are judging them, my friends that did the wrong 10 years ago, are walking free. They're prospering. They're giving. They're loving. They're meek. They're in a subjection to the Spirit of God. And those that talk about my friends are the ones that can't even step their foot in church. Are the ones that are going through a divorce. Are the ones that are going broke. Are the ones that are sick. Are the ones that have no peace in their life. Do you know why they're going through that? Because they judged, and in return, they're being judged. Be careful. If you feel you have to open up your mouth about somebody else's sin, in all essence, you're testifying that your issue is 10 times worse than the issue that they have. The woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8, caught in the very act. The one who was qualified to judge, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, didn't judge. Yet he was qualified. If a man that was qualified to judge her and to call her a prostitute, if he was qualified to judge her and he didn't, then those that judge openly right now aren't qualified. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, didn't rip her, who are me and you to judge our brothers and sisters or even our enemies? Judge not, lest ye be judged. I've had dreams about Matthew chapter 7, where that chapter is going through my spirit all night long as I'm ministering to myself. Why, Pastor Owen? Because the very thing that I'm asking you not to do is the very thing that I did. But I've never felt so free in my life knowing that I can keep my mouth shut about my brothers and sisters, keep it in silence and receive and fast and pray and do all that I got to do to get rid of that ugly feeling inside of me. Until that feeling goes, I'm commanded to be quiet. A person that talks about people all the time is a very unhappy person. Judge not, lest ye be judged. You know why it's quiet in here? Because it's hitting the spot. Judge not, lest ye be judged. If you choose to judge Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has one word for you. Two, you hypocrite. What made him a hypocrite? The fact that somebody else had an issue. The one that judged had the same issue, if not more, yet he lied about it through hypocrisy. He tried to defend what the one doing the judging was doing. That's why he was so vocal about the other person's sin. And that is so true. That is so true. When I hear another person judging another person, you can just see it in their eyes. You can just see it in their eyes. So be careful when you open your mouth about somebody with malice in your heart. Be careful not to give yourself away. The one qualified to judge said nothing, and his name was Jesus Christ. He said, "Woman, go and sin no more." We can't afford to judge one another. We can't afford it. You'll put yourself in a spiritual prison. Well, you will receive nothing from Jesus Christ. Nothing from Jesus. You'll live in torment as a Christian the rest of your life. Ought on forgiveness. They're all a piece of the pie. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Quiet in here today. Hour after hour, according to my spirit, Matthew 7 would just go through there. And I say, Jesus, I worship you. I praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you're correcting me. Again, Matthew 7 in my heart, oh, Father, I worship you. I thank you. I praise you. I thought I loved my wife before a month and a half ago. I found out I love her even more now. Why? Because the blessings of God are flooding in on my spirit. And he's taking me from here to here to here to here. You should have seen us at the game Friday night. With all our little high schoolers, perverted little high schoolers. Ooh, baby. Quentin and Elijah don't like hearing it. They say we're gross. Yes, we are. I can be gross. I got a ring. Well, it's at the house, but I got a ring. We were there. Hey, baby. Stop. Ooh. And she whispered back, and to the orange shirt. Okay. You gonna be married one day, boy? I'm 44. I don't care. I'm in love with my wife. I can't be without her. She's like a dang drug to me. That's the way it's supposed to be, though. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're at the 50-yard line. Rubbing up on the cold weather. Hey, baby. Hey, back to you. And then we ate a 4-piece chicken dinner together with extra hush puppies. But there's been an enlightenment in my heart. And I know it's because the Lord's been asking of me to be quiet about my brothers. It's not my place to judge them. It's my place to save them in Christ. Judge not, lest ye be judged. I'm done in 2 minutes, for real. Something happened to one of my kids the other day. I got mad as a dad. I got mad. And when something like that happens, you know, on the streets of Immokalee, Immokalee's not exactly the Beverly Hills. They did something to one of my kids that I didn't like. But something came over me when that happened. A compassion and a love. I said, Lord, I pray for my kids all the time. I mean, that's nonstop. I said, Lord, I wouldn't know what to do if I woke up in the morning one day and I heard that my son was shot, stabbed, or killed. I couldn't. I pray, Father, that you protect him wherever he's at. But you know what? At the moment that I said that, I said to myself, and God, and you know my heart, that I want the same for those boys that attacked my son. I don't want none of them to perish, Jesus. I don't want none of them hurt, shot, or killed, Lord. I pray for that family. I pray for my son and I pray for that family, Lord, that there would be a peace and a reconciliation that would come between both parties. I can't judge them and have aught and unforgiveness in my heart, even what they did to my son. I can't. Why? Because the Bible says I can't. Because the Bible says that I can't. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Do you know why it's so hard to feel God as a Christian? When you're full of judgmental spirits, because you feel like you're so distant to Him, from Him. That's why you find it so hard to worship God. Because you have aught and unforgiveness, and you're so full of judgment towards people that you feel so separated from God. Today's your day, my friend. Just stop. If you know something about somebody, just be quiet. Just be quiet. A little bit of awe and hatred in your heart is just way too much. The woman was caught in adultery in the very act. She was at the feet of Jesus, shaking, thinking that she was about to be stoned. Bible says Jesus raised her up and said, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has nobody condemned thee? She said, no, my Lord. He said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. You know, the one that betrayed Judas for 20 shekels, the one that betrayed Jesus for 20 shekels of silver, Judas Iscariot. You know that Jesus never once publicly said his name. He did it. He it is that dips the bread in the sop. He did, but he never once publicly said his name. Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Simon Peter, Judas Iscariot is going to betray me. Jesus not once said his name. We need to be quiet about our brothers and sisters or enemies' sin. I love what Pastor Dave says. When you talk about somebody, you're talking about somebody that Jesus Christ is head over heels in love with. Judge not, lest ye be judged. If you want what heaven has for you, learn to walk in love. For 10 years, my friends have been being ridiculed. And those that are on the outside judging them are the ones that are in a spiritual prison. We cannot afford to open our mouth and to talk about our brothers. We can't afford to hold grudges. Amen. The last thing I want is for Jesus Christ to call me a hypocrite. Judge not, lest ye be judged. I'm going to begin teaching on Matthew 5, 6, and 7, probably for weeks. That's just the introduction of Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Jesus stood on a mountain and he taught his disciples and he opened up his mouth and he said, one of the things he said is, judge not, lest ye be judged. If you decide to judge after he says, don't judge, he's got two words for you. You hypocrite. And the hypocrite receives nothing from the Father. The book of James calls a hypocrite a double-minded man. Double-minded because you know what to do right, one, but you do wrong, two. You're double-minded. You hear what's right. Like Julio says, you hear the engrafted word, but you don't do it. You do it only when you want to do it. You do it and obey it only when it's convenient to you. You hypocrite. It's good stuff, ain't it, Sandy? You nailed it, Noralia. Let it play, baby. You nailed it. I called a friend of mine and we're about to go into prayer today. I called my friend today, a real good friend of mine. She calls me her father. And I only call her. She's a young lady in Texas. Me, her, my wife, her husband, we're all good friends. She's a beautiful young lady. Solid Christian lady. She didn't kiss a guy till she was 27, 28 years old. You know, was a virgin her majority of her life. She got married with one man. Great, awesome young lady. And I thought about her today. And I called her to tell you about this revelation about Judge. I don't know why I called her. I do now after talking to her. Because she likes to hear when I get new revelation. And I called her and I gave her. She was overwhelmed. She loved it. She said, wow. She said, it's amazing that you told me this. Because today, there was a lady, I can't say a name, who had an affair with a preacher many years ago. And today, the lady that had an affair with a preacher many years ago is still being ripped and judged over her sin by no other than Christians. She felt so unworthy. She felt so dirty. she felt she couldn't even pray for anybody because of what she did. I got news for that lady that made that mistake. Love has come. Love has come to her, and her sins are forgiven. That is the God that we serve, my friends. But the same way she was not judged and her sins were forgiven is the same exact way that Jesus wants her to view those that judged her. Do you understand that? Right here, right now, today, you're served notice. The Word of God says, judge not lest ye be judged. That goes for your mother, for your father, for your boyfriend, for your girlfriend, for your ex-girlfriend, for your ex-boyfriend, for your ex-husband, for your ex-wife. Same rules apply across the board. Judge not lest ye be judged. If you decide to judge when you're told not to judge, you are a hypocrite in the eyes of God Almighty. Stand with me, please. Hallelujah.